don't take me through all these changes. Someday, I really wanted to be married and to be happy. But the way that things in this society have changed, including the people, I now really question if marriage will really be right for me. Yes, I want to be happy, but don't take me through all these changes. Everybody's an actor nowadays because when people approach you, you really can't tell what their true and honest intentions are towards you. I'm not accusing everyone in the world of being bad and deceitful because I know that's not true. But at the same time, I'm being realistic in accordance of how this society is in this day and age. I'm just being cautious and looking out for my own best interest. God has guided me and has protected me, and He still does. I'm past my 30s, and I've been on my job a long length of time. So if I were to marry someone now, and they stay with me at least 10 years, and then decide to leave me, guess what? By the current year of 2008 law, my spouse would be entitled to half of my retirement and whatever else that I own, unless a prenuptial agreement was signed between me and my spouse prior to us getting married. More often than not, people know what they're doing, meaning that they knew from day one that they had no intentions on staying with their mate very long. Just long enough to get what they need or want, and then they up and leave. Yeah, it's called 10 years to a paycheck, or if a baby is involved, it's called 9 months to a paycheck. In other words, child support. Don't take me through all these changes. To many people, lying and being deceitful is the actual righteousness, and telling the truth is the actual sin because it's all about personal gain and control instead of being honest. When you've been in a relationship and you're very happy, but then all of a sudden something happens, you break up, you lose money and properties that you've worked hard for, you better believe that money changes things. People may say get over it and try again, but getting burned in a relationship really makes you think really deep because you lose self-respect as well as patience. Money changes things, especially when you lose money in a relationship or maybe still paying bills from that prior relationship. Starting over and getting to know someone new. And sometimes you never really know that person at all, even after you get to know them. Love and trying takes a lot out of you because when you really love someone, they're very deep inside of you. So when things do not go right in the relationship, it's not like taking 2 aspirin and then the headache or pain is gone the next day. Relationships can drain you mentally, emotionally, spiritually, as well as financially, especially when you find out that the one that you love is with you for the wrong reasons as well as for unstable reasons to begin with. And you're dealing with a lot of pain and issues from that. Don't take me through all these changes because I do not need anyone to help me be lonely and miserable. I can do that all by myself. For me, it's called come right and legit or don't come at all because I understand that many people love to play games and to use you. I want a real love, not a legalized prostitute because when someone is with you strictly for financial help and for what they can get out of you, that's exactly what you've got, a legalized prostitute. Don't take me through all of these changes. When people approach you for a potential relationship saying, you just haven't found the right one, or any similar lines, more often than not, those people are the very ones that will give you the most grief and stress in a relationship. Also beware of people who try to get too close to you too quickly. Don't take me through all of these changes. When people try to play matchmaker by trying to force someone onto you for a relationship or for a date, that alone can automatically make you not want the person that they're trying to force onto you or anyone else that they may try to fix you up with. People who try to play matchmaker or who try to force themselves onto you, tell them to go somewhere and mind their own business. Don't take me through all these changes. People also want someone that they can victimize, control, manipulate, as well as to dump responsibilities and obligations onto. Yeah, the nonsense stops right here and right now because love is important, yes, but so is my health. You know as well as I do that mental stress brings on physical stress and physical problems. So therefore, I'm not trying to be with someone who's acting a fool to in turn bring me down. Is anybody really worth this? No. So don't take me through all these changes. Oh, one other thing. When people come at you saying or thinking, I'm gonna change this and that about you. Guess what? They don't love you at all and may never really be satisfied, because if they change one thing about you, 9 times out of 10, they're going to search for other things to change about you. And while in the process, if someone else comes along that they think is better, they're more than likely going to wander or even leave anyway. With me, what you see is what you get. So hear the gospel. Don't take me through all these changes.